Well, it is an honor and a privilege. The newest member of the Glasgow Clan, Stephen DeRoche, joins us, and we were just talking a little bit off camera. You'd rather be called Steve. Is it a case of when you hear Stephen, you know you're in trouble with your parents? Because when I hear Aaron, I know I'm in trouble. That's why I'd rather be called Murph, and I'm guessing you'd rather be called Steve.
Yeah, it's a bit of that. I haven't heard anyone call me Steven in a long time, so I'd like to keep it that way. Go with Steve. We'll stick with that. We'll stick with the short form.
We'll go with Steve, and yeah, like we don't want you feeling like you're in trouble off the hop. Welcome, first of all, to Clan Financial. Welcome to the Glasgow Clan. We didn't enjoy playing against you when you were wearing a Fife jersey, but we'll certainly be glad to have you in purple. So it was a bit of a whirlwind from the first call when I called you out of the blue there. We won't talk about the time frame. We won't let too many of the trade secrets away. When I first called you out of the blue, we started to discuss this, and then obviously Jason Morgan gets involved and agents and all that stuff. But from that point to now, it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah, it definitely has. Wasn't expecting what happened with Fife and kind of being let go and joining a new team kind of at this point in the season. At the end of the day, hockey's hockey and it's a business and things can happen that you're not expecting. I mean, I had an injury. There's just a bunch of things that maybe led to it. So I'm happy to be part of the clan now. It was a stressful kind of whirlwind of a week, but as hockey players, you gotta expect the unexpected, and that's life. So moving on, excited to be here in Glasgow with the clan.
And just tell us a little bit about the number you've chosen and maybe why.
So 37 would have been my first choice, which was taken. 47 would have been my next choice. Obviously, with the Adam Johnson situation, I think the league is trying to maybe retire that number, or if they haven't already. And then 57 would have been my third choice, but one of the boys on the clan has that one. So I switched it up. I went with 24. Don't even really have a specific reason for it. Just kind of, it's more of a, with me, when I choose numbers, there's nothing crazy behind it. There's just maybe I like the aesthetic of the number. For some reason, 24 was calling me, so I went with it.
Well, 24 will look good in purple. I was impressed. You guys, let's be honest, every team has had that bad passage or the bad sequence of games with an injury. We are certainly in one right now in Glasgow. You were in one in Fife. You had 4D for a sequence there, a stretch of games. You told me, and I noticed it because I was watching some of those games. You were playing over 30 minutes a game at that point.
Yeah, the decor was battling back there. We had tons of bad injury luck in Fife one point of the season. I think it was about 3 weeks straight, was just 4D. Then we got a new defenseman joining the team, and then I got hurt. So we went back up to five, and then I got hurt, and they were back down to four without me. So they played with 4D for a while, which was a grind. Obviously, when you're out there each shift, you want to kind of have max energy in the tank. And with 4D, that wasn't always the case. You had to change your game a little bit to kind of pace yourself out there almost, which isn't ideal, but hey, that's the way it goes. And I think I give credit to the rest of my D-Core unit for kind of pushing through. The results didn't really show at that time, but we were battling and we were doing what we could. So.
Well, this is more about instead of tactics and X's and O's and whatnot. I mean, we will get to know you a little bit. But first off, one of the things, and you and I spoke about this, one of the things that impressed me, of course, is wherever you've gone, championships seem to follow, Memorial Cups, an ECHL championship, an OHL championship that same year, the Mem Cup. And you've worn the C in a couple of those stops along the way. So before we get into some fun stuff, just tell the Purple Army what can they expect from Steve DeRoche?
Well, I'm honored to have worn the C a couple of times in my career, and I'm obviously very happy to win a championship whenever we've had the chance. I just try and be myself. I try and show up every day and give my best effort. I am who I am. I've just honored that some of my coaches and teammates chose me to be a leader on those teams where I was. And I'm just hoping to come into Clan and just be myself, play my game. It's a defense first game. It's trying to make the simple play. And just trying to kind of help the team in any way I can. So.
I need to call you Steven there, so I would have been in trouble. So, Steve, you were also a draft pick of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and that must have been quite a thrill back in 2015.
Yeah, that's one of the obviously probably my highlight of my career other than the Memorial Cup. But being from Toronto and being picked by the Leafs was just it's an unexplainable feeling. The emotions. I remember I was in sitting in my living room when I got picked, and tears of joy with my family. and then going to see my friends who happened to be going to some day party that day. So they were already having a good time. And then when they heard the news and I showed up, a few of them had Leafs jerseys on from my friend's closet. And it was just, yeah, it's a day I'll never forget. And wish it could have gone better. Wish I could have ended up signing and maybe working my way up and trying to, but hey, it is what it is. And I'm just happy to know that I was taken by my hometown team.
So safe to say the Leafs were your favorite team growing up. Who was your favorite player?
My dad would take me to a couple Leaf games every year. And in the era when I was growing up, Matt Sundin was the captain. So Matt Sundin, I think I had a Matt Sundin jersey, and that's who I cheered for the most.
Yeah, Sundin was a legend, and certainly when you think back to that era, the Leafs time, maybe unlucky not to bring home a Stanley Cup. There were some great players in that passage of time when you were a younger player or a young guy watching.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of great players that have gone through that organization. They've had some not the best luck, I guess, when it comes to playoff performances lately. But I know a few guys on the team right now. Mitch Marner's a good friend of mine, and I know a few others just from being there at camp with them. So, hey, they have all the tools. Maybe they can pull through this year. You never really know with the Leafs. You never know what you're going to get. So,
a lot of pressure in Toronto and a lot of pressure in the Elite League. And right now we're in a bit of a dogfight, so we're delighted to add you on the back end to help shore up the defense corps as we go into the last 20 games with the Purple Army behind us. Who is the biggest influence on your career? A lot of the guys we've talked to over the past few months on Confidential, we've had some interesting answers, but usually it comes down to family. And you mentioned your dad there taking you to Leafs games.
Yeah, definitely my dad. Shout out to my dad. Call him Big Bad Brad. Brad is his name. Taught me how to skate, taught me everything I know. Very passionate about hockey. He'd put up an outdoor rink in our backyard every winter. Lots of fond memories out there with him. He made a homemade Zamboni for it. I think one night he slipped and fell, landed right on his back. And I think he said that he just laid there staring up at the stars for about an hour. He just didn't get up. So lots of funny memories of that. And yeah, shout out to my dad. He's definitely my biggest inspiration when it comes to hockey.
So Big Brad, no doubt we'll be watching on the webcast when you start to tog out for the Glasgow Clan. You mentioned he's Big Brad, but you're a big guy, 6'4". What's the pregame meal for Steve DeRocher? What powers the big frame of our new big defenseman?
Well, I'm Italian, so I got to go with pasta. But I'm not a superstitious guy. I'm not a guy who tries to have the same pregame meal every day, every game. I switch it up a lot, whatever I'm feeling, whatever I got in the fridge that I can throw together. I just try and make sure I have a good carb, a good protein, and usually hopefully a veggie, some sort of veggie with it. So,
no doubt. Some of our marketing team will have you trying the Scottish haggis and some of the Scottish treats at some point before the season winds down. Favorite music? What's on the Spotify playlist for Steve?
Oh, I might get heat for this, but being from Toronto, Drake's my guy. Me and my friends have always grown up listening to him and have a lot of fun nights and good memories playing his music. But lately and mostly I listen to country music. Morgan Wallen's huge right now. He's definitely, I'd say 90% of the songs I listen to on my phone, I'll skip, and Morgan Wallen I never skip. So we'll go with that.
Well, you're going to fit right in with some of the veterans. I know Cody Soule loves to, on a practice day, maybe not on a game day, he loves the country tunes. And I know a lot of the vets do like that. And the younger guys on a game day like a bit of the hip-hop and the rap and all that sort of stuff. So you're going to fit in right very well with the country music. Favorite city that you visited, whether it's playing or being on a holiday?
Oh, I've been fortunate enough through hockey and through just my lifetime to visit some really cool places. It's hard to narrow it down, but maybe with the recency bias, playing in Italy last year, Milan was a beautiful city in Italy, but I think Florence was probably maybe my favorite city I've ever been to. Sam and I got a chance to go walk around downtown Glasgow a bit too, and it's a beautiful city here too. So we're really excited to kind of check it out and see more of it.
Well, wait, you've played in Brayhead Arena. First thoughts on the noise and the cauldron that the Purple Army were yelling down at you when you remember a Fife playing at Brayhead Arena?
We played here one of our first games, and I just remember thinking, walking out before warmups and thinking what a great arena it was, and then coming out for the game, and I think it was maybe a sold out building that night, and how loud and passionate the fans are. Obviously, the Fife fans were in attendance too. I know there's definitely a rivalry between the two, but just the arena and the fans, you could tell were very passionate, very loud. You can really tell that they love their team here, and that was great to see. So I'm happy to be here now.
Yeah, really good fans. They'll embrace you, and they seem to like a big, tough defenseman. So I'm sure they will enjoy seeing number 24 in purple. And you look at sort of the league as a whole now. Like you said, you were playing in the Alps League last year. Going back to Memorial Cups, winning in Oshawa and stuff like that. Who's the toughest guy you've ever played with or against?
Ooh, that's tough. I won't do against. I've played against a lot of tough guys, but since you brought up that Oshawa team, we had some tough guys. We had Hunter Smith, who was about 6'7", who wasn't afraid to fight anyone. We had Josh Brown, who now plays in the NHL, who's 6'5". He would fight anyone. We had Big Mike McCarron, who spent some time in Montreal, I believe, and maybe now he's in Nashville, who once again, maybe 6'6", 230, wasn't afraid to fight anyone. So we were a big, scary team, and I was glad to have those guys on my team.
Yeah, it's funny that you're 6'4" and you're calling those guys big. I mean, that's the way hockey's going sometimes. And when you catch up with Cody Soler this week at 6'8", there are some big men playing hockey. Who's the best player? You mentioned Mitch Marner earlier, but who's one of the best, the most skilled guys you've ever seen on the ice up close, whether it be as a teammate or as opposition?
Well, I played against McDavid my whole life growing up. He was on York Simcoe Express, and I spent some time with the Toronto Marlies, Vaughan Kings, Mississauga Rebels. We'd always play against the York Simcoe Express in tournaments and exhibition games. I'd find myself playing against him in most of the summer and spring tournaments in Toronto. So obviously, growing up playing against him back then, he was always an amazing player. But just watching him turn into the player that he really has become has been unreal. Actually played him in the OHL finals before we went to the Memorial Cup. We're lucky enough to be victorious against him with the Erie Otters. So that's something that maybe is a bit of a bragging right for me to tell my kids one day.
Unbelievable. And maybe, look, you said you're good friends with Mitch Marner. If he wants to change a pace from the bright lights of Toronto to the bright lights of Glasgow, maybe we could get him on the phone here. He'd certainly help in these next 20 games. If you weren't a hockey player, Steve, what would be the career of choice?
Oh, just being from Toronto, I'd say something to do with business, working downtown. But I did that one summer, did a little internship with a sales company, and sitting at a computer from 8:30 to 5:30 was really not my thing. My back was killing me. I'd close my laptop at the end of the day, and just my brain would be in a blender. So I think I'd do something within the game, maybe eventually get into coaching, stay in the game somehow, coaching, agent, something to do with the sport. I got to be active, and I can't be sitting at a desk all day personally. I'm not built for it.
I tell you what, a lot of the guys who said the same thing, stay in the game or maybe become a firefighter. That seems to be, it's part of the team aspect, isn't it? And a lot of the guys say when they hang them up, the thing they miss most is the camaraderie in the room. And as long as, even on a long bus trip at the time, you feel like, oh, this long bus trip, but you kind of miss the camaraderie of being with the guys.
Yeah, some of the bus trips in this league, especially in Fife, are not great. Waking up at 3, 4 in the morning, sometimes 11 hours to Guildford or Cardiff, with 20 to 30 guys packed in on a bus like that, trying to sleep. Interesting and obviously not that much fun always in the moment, but looking back, I definitely think those will be some fond memories that I'll miss when I eventually hang up the skates.
Well, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you on board. We've got a battle down this stretch here with 20 games, and certainly you know the league, you know the officiating, you know the travel, as you just said. So it's a good fit. And you were excited when we first called, and that one of the things I noted was you were really excited, and that leadership. And you know what? I didn't realize at the time, but the fact that you have one up on Connor McDavid leads us to believe that we've made the right choice. You helped eliminate Connor McDavid from the OHL championship. So that's pretty cool.
I wouldn't be saying that to him, and I'd trade spots with him right now if he wanted to. So
yeah, when you watch him play, no doubt about it, he's Sidney Crosby for a long time was no doubt the best player on the planet for me, but Connor McDavid and the way the Oilers are playing right now, pretty scary.
Yeah, they had a tough start to the season, but then I don't know what it was, what the number ended up being of how many wins they had in a row, but it was a big number. I think
it was 16. Yeah, they really turned it around.
I think they've still been hot. So yeah, who knows what happens with them.
Well, Steve DeRoche here to help us turn this around now and get the Glasgow Clan pointing in the right direction. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Clanfidential. And I really look forward to seeing you in person as I'm in Dublin right now and you're in Glasgow in situ, but we will see you in Coventry on Wednesday night and beyond.
Thanks for having me, Murph. Nice meeting you virtually, and I'll meet you in person soon enough.